So today's topic is teaching yourself how to read music. The tendency when you first start is to go back and correct each note as you're going along if you play the wrong note. The other tendency that's very common for beginners learning to read music is to not read it in time, to read the easy parts fast and the hard parts to really take a minute and figure out which note it is and stop the timing of it. And neither of those things are beneficial to learning how to read. We're not going for perfection. We're only going for reading something in time. Imperfection is part of reading music. You know, I've played Broadway shows, even the same show several times, and never been able to read it perfectly, every single note, the entire 2 hours or whatever it is that the Broadway show takes. You know, even though I've prepared the music, rehearsed with the band, rehearsed with the actors and actresses and all this, and made notes to myself and blah, 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 did I ever get a perfect show? No, I don't think so. I don't think I ever have. It's just part of life, you know. Even melodies that I've been playing that I don't even have to read can be imperfect. So this is just part of what music is. And so the example that we're doing today for this lesson is Merry-Go-Round. It's from the Alfred's Basic, and it's on page 13 at the top. And I will provide the track for you as well, and the PDF for you to read along with. Now, the trick we're going to do here is we set the metronome at, in this case, 40 beats per minute. And I set it such that click one is different from click two. So if you hear it, it's click, and then a different type of click. And what we're going to do is we're going to have two clicks per note. So on the higher pitched of the two clicks, we play the note. And then in between, we let that note ring. Okay. So, and what's going to happen is we'll play the note on the first of the two beats. And on the second of the two beats, we're already looking at the next note after that and visualizing where it is on the guitar. Okay. And this way, we're going to keep our spot. And if you blow the note, then we just keep on going. You don't go back to correct. You always keep your spot. Once you start the song, you do not go back. So we're going to start this on Merry-Go-Round. Instead of counting in three-quarter time, I'm only going to count to two because it's two. We're not really worried about the time signature right now. We're only worried about two clicks per note. So I'm only going to count to two and we start. So again, once we start, keep your spot. So. One, two. Good. Look ahead. And now we're at D. And then, actually, let's go down to 35. Maybe we should use yours, actually, because mine only goes to 40. I told you to turn it off, but I think I'll like to use yours better. Thank you, Don. All right, let's try 30. All right, and so the tempo is 35 beats per minute. So one, I'm sorry, it should be one, two. One. So let the note ring, now look ahead. Let the note ring and look ahead. Let the note ring and look ahead. Good, don't get ahead though, it's nice and slow on purpose. Look ahead. Let it ring. Good. Let it ring the full two beats, but look ahead. Now we're at D. Now we're at line two coming up. D's coming up. Let it ring. And E. Let it ring all the way to E. Alright, here comes D. It's gonna happen, no problem. And here comes the third line, G. Let it ring all the way to F. Keep letting it ring. Don't stop that note from ringing. Good. Keep letting it ring till C. Keep letting it ring. Full two beats. Let's hear that sound ring the whole time. And then C, two, and the second C, and then finally the last C. All right, so that sounds great.
I must be letting my fingers touch the string or something where I'm stopping
Yeah, that's common. That's common.
Stopping the ringing of the note.
That's common.
So, you know.
So technically, the tempo we did was whatever half of 35 is.
This is actually a very good exercise, I thought, when I was playing it yesterday.
And this particular piece, you mean?
Yeah.
Good.
Because it's like...
Because it goes all the way up and down?
Yeah.
Yep. And this, what I'm having you do right now, is invaluable because it forces you to look ahead. And there's several things. It forces you to look ahead. It forces you to not go back and correct. And now you have a tempo that you can play it at all the way through without stopping. And we're going to make a note of it. So let's just assume, half of 36 is 18. So let's just assume we're at 18 beats per minute. So we're going to write 18 at the top of the sheet and today's date, the 20, whatever it is, the 4th of May, right? And then you're simply gonna try and increase that during the week. It doesn't matter what tempo you're at. You shouldn't feel bad. You know, like if you put the CD on that came with this book, and it's, you know, at whatever it is, 100 beats per minute, really it has no, doesn't matter at all, has no bearing that you're at 18 and you want to get to 100. The fact that you're on the scoreboard is the most important thing because you can easily get that up. So your mission for the week is to simply just get that up to whatever, wherever it comes to. If it gets up to 25, great. If it gets up to 50, great. If it gets up to 100, great. If it gets up to 20, 19, that's fine. So there's no judgment there. I used to, I told you this, I think, before. When I took a typing class, I used to always ask the teacher, well, how fast should we be typing? She would never answer that question. So we're going to try it one more time. Same thing, except now we'll try it at 40. 40 with two clicks per note. So really, it's only 20. But my metronome doesn't go down to 20. It only goes, right? So
that probably does. I don't know if that goes down to 20.
It goes down to 30, so. All right, so. So here we go. So again, I'm not going to count to three. We're just going to count 1, 2. 1, 2. Wait, so we count 1, 2, and then we start.
One.
So, let me count, and then you start. Okay. 1, 2. It's okay. Keep going. Okay, now we're at F. Keep your spot. E. Okay, you want to start again? Let's start again. 1, 2. Let it ring. Don't get ahead. Let it ring the whole time. Let it ring. Enjoy each note. Thank you. time in the world. It's okay, here comes D. C. Now third line coming up. G. Let it ring the full two beats. Nice. And here we got a bunch of C's. Two, let it ring the full two beats each time. And there we go. Very good. Very good. Now, if you put the CD on of this song, let me just go. First of all, you just went from 18.
It's a reasonable speed, I thought.
Yeah. First of all, you just went from 18 to 20. Just now we did it at, the metronome was 40 and we had two clicks per note. So technically, you're at 20, right? Your setting is 20. Now it doesn't matter what the CD tempo is, but that would be your goal. So working with a metronome is a beautiful thing. Did you happen to have the CD on you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Let me just borrow it for the purposes of. All right, so here's the track that the C is on the CD, and obviously this is way faster than we were playing it. Let me just use the tap feature on the metronome to see what that is. So. All right, one more time. So. About 115. And so, you know, we don't really care that this is way faster than we're able to read, but it also, what it's gonna do is it's gonna slow us down and speed us up. Let me explain. We're gonna slow way down in terms of, you know, going through the book. We're gonna take each page a lot slower than we did, you know, than you might think to do otherwise. The tendency is to want to move ahead and move ahead and move ahead. So we're going to go slower, but then it's going to go way faster. The more you do this, even with new strings, you ever notice, let me just digress for a second. You ever notice that by the time you get to chord number three, like switching topics when we talk about chords, you know, when you first did the G chord or the C chord, it was super hard and you had to make sure your fingers were in the right place and blah, 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 blah. And then by the time you get to like E minor, A minor, whatever, they're coming way faster. So the amount of work it was in the beginning was way more than it, and it's the exact same thing with reading. You're gonna spend way more time learning to play something in tempo and not stopping and learning all these things, I call it the mechanics of reading. You know, once you start, you don't stop. Now, by the way, on the once you start and don't stop thing, let me just explain. You know, you do wanna, if you make mistakes after you get through the whole thing without stopping, you can go back and just zero in on those mistakes or wherever you had trouble, but only zero in on those things for a couple minutes, circle those things, and then go back and play the whole piece again. That's how you really do it. I've explained that on other audio things, but that's just a quick reference to it. You would circle wherever you constantly have trouble with and only focus on those things first and then go back and play the whole piece. But the process is the same way that it took a while to learn chords, but the new ones get faster and faster. This is gonna seem mad slow at first, but the process gets faster and faster. Those CDs don't really help too much because they make it feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm never gonna read that. So all we're gonna do is, we're not gonna do anything else except this until we can, you know, gradually get this up to 115. I shouldn't say only, we're only gonna do this one. We could do both of these, Merry-Go-Round and Beautiful Brown Eyes, you know, but certainly no more than like one page at a time, you know, and so If you're at 20 now, then keep doing it, and it's an exponential growth. It's not a linear thing. You know, by the time the end of the week comes around, if you do this every day, you can easily double your speed and be at 40 by next time. Or that's just an example. I'm just saying, if you do it every day, and then who knows, you can even get to 115 in 1 week. You know, that'll be amazing. Right now, you probably don't think you can play that fast, but it's definitely possible. Maybe we should look at beautiful brown eyes next.